knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my good friend Derek Green of Sepultura. Sepultura have released their Machine Messiah album last year, which made my top 10 list of last year. They are currently on tour in support of it in Europe, and Derek joins me today for the third week in a row from Hamburg, Germany. Wow, what a stay! 3 weeks in Hamburg. Derek.
I know. It's incredible. You know, we love it. My German's getting better. It's sehr gut. It's super.
Wow, what a long... What do you call those things when you have to, like, a band stays for, like, a prolonged period of time?
It's a residency.
Residency in Hamburg. That's right.
Yes. Yeah, that would be pretty amazing, actually. Yeah. I just would like it to be in the summertime, so.
Right, yeah. But here you are. You've knocked on our door yet another week, and so we proceed going forward into season 3. It's season 3, episode 9, Chrissy's New Boss. It aired November 14, 1978, directed by Dave Powers, written by Al Gordon and Jack Mendelsohn. Chrissy gets passed over for a promotion and decides to be more assertive at work. She gets a promotion, but Jack and Janet think it's because Chrissy's new boss, J.C. Braddock, promoted her because of her low-cut dress. What did you think of Chrissy's new boss?
I thought it was fantastic. Actually, this episode, the Jack and Janet kind of... assuming that Chrissy can't really take care of herself as an adult, and they're always really looking after her, and she does a lot of, like, silly, crazy things, but I think she's smarter that they, you know, were leading, you know, but they actually knew. And so, again, I think they kind of underestimated Chrissy yet again in this episode.
Yeah, I agree too. And even though Chrissy's painted as the dumb blonde, she always has these, like, convoluted pearls of wisdom, you know.
Right.
So yeah, I think that, and this episode really showcases that as well, and it actually touches on some issues that are relevant for today in this episode.
Right. This is very true. Yeah. Definitely.
So yeah. So Jack and Janet, they both have their own, you know, good news, and Janet got a promotion. Jack might get this amazing job at this French restaurant, which is run by Jim the bartender's Uncle Anton.
Uncle, right.
Yeah. the whole thing about them assuming that Chrissy's boss was a man. And that,
right.
There's a couple of great scenes where they spark a talk about, you know, sexism and men and women relations, and it's actually really relevant for today, I thought.
Yeah, that's where it was really about this episode. I mean, it was just, I remember at the time of watching, I was like, oh my God, her boss is a woman. Like, of course, you know, it's new times, you know, things have changed. Why would everybody, you know, I was even assuming, like, wow, there's a real twist in the plot on this episode, you know, like,
right.
I had no idea, you know, I wasn't even thinking that, and you know, so this was something that took me by surprise. When I remember when I was watching it the first time, I was so young, I was like, oh my God, like, they really tricked me, you know.
Yeah.
I couldn't see where this was going, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And there was that great, like, and then J.C. Braddock tries to kind of school Chrissy, this successful, right, businesswoman, schooling Chrissy on, like, you know, you should have more self-esteem and more self-respect. It was kind of cool.
Which is awesome. Yeah. It was definitely, like, I definitely liked that part of it, you know. It was really cool and believable, you know, in a way.
And the scene with Janet and Jack, where Janet calls Jack a sexist and he makes a crude joke about Chrissy growing with the company, which I or just a flat-chested woman growing with the company and everything. I mean, it's still relevant and it's still kind of timeless. Like it is funny.
Right.
It's funny, but the discussion is also people are having that discussion. Roommates are having it everywhere these days too. So
right. And every now and then, Jack would, you know, through this episode and through other episodes, you know, like kind of like pervy vibe, you know, they still like try to give Jack that edge of like, he's still like a man, you know, and he has these desires, you know, and he's, you know, and always like joking, like sexual innuendos or sexual jokes between, you know, Janet and Chrissy, you know, like, oh, give me a hug, you remember, like, give me another hug. You know, it's like, okay, all right, we get it, Jack, you know. Perving out a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
They always have like these perv out little scenes every now and then, you know. It's like, oh, whoa. It's almost at a time where I think people kind of rooting for Jack, like, yes, you know, you're going to hook up with one of them. You
know? I think there was a lot of that. Yeah, back then, yes, especially. Definitely. Yeah.
Right.
There's that line that Janet throws while they spot Chrissy and JC Braddock at the Regal Beagle, and Janet goes, all sex fiends have beady little eyes. And then Jack opens his eyes.
I think
wide.
He kind of knows he's a perv. You know?
Yeah. But I thought that was like, I mean, those moments are so classic.
Right.
So
right
classic. I still laugh out loud. Like, they're just amazing. They're timeless to me. And, you know, yeah, they're not exactly politically correct anymore, but I can't help it. I grew up with this stuff, man.
Nah, it's definitely, you know, it was definitely pretty funny at the time. And still, I think there's a lot of things that are funny about it.
Yeah. So the two guest stars, besides Jim the bartender, Richard McKenzie, Chef Anton, he had bit parts and guest roles in NYPD Blue, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, The Golden Girls, and Matlock and Growing Pains. But J.C. Braddock has the woman who played J.C. Braddock, Emmeline Henry, she had quite a sad story about her, because 11 months after this episode aired, she passed away. So there's she had a role in I Dream of Jeannie, and I believe that might have been her like most popular role or the one that got her most exposure.
So
that's kind of sad about that. But either way, it was a great episode, I thought, and all around, like, thumbs up for me.
I definitely give it a thumbs up. You know, it's it definitely. Like you said, it was really relevant with a lot of things. You know, certain things are happening today, and it was very clever writing for that show. For at least for that episode, it was really, like I said, it was kind of surprising. I was like, oh my God, you know, they really pulled one over on me. I had no idea.
Yeah. But it was. I would say this episode, more than most Three's Company episodes, was way ahead of its time. It was really
right. Great. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, Derek, thanks a lot for taking time out during the tour, the Euro tour that you're on for Machine Messiah, and talking to me about Three's Company. It's great. And listen, the invitation, the door is open. You don't have to knock next time. Please come back.
Awesome, man.
And let's talk about Three's Company some more.
All right, man. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it, man. A really good time.